Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Locked On Orioles, your place for Orioles news and analysis from the clubhouse to the warehouse and beyond. It's all O's all the time. So get yourself a crab cake, crack open a Natty Bow, and sit back and enjoy another episode of Locked On Orioles. Today we're joined by Steve Caimano, who is a writer for Utah Street Report, a great Orioles blog that you should be checking out. Lots of great stuff there. And he's going to be talking about the Orioles rotation and a radical idea he has to paper over the fact that the Orioles don't have five major league quality starters. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, just a reminder that we are now available on Apple Podcasts. So please go and subscribe. And while you're there, leave a rating and leave a review. You can also find us on LockedOnOrioles.com. And just another reminder that we are looking for advertisers. So if you're interested in advertising with Locked On Orioles or with the Locked On MLB Network, please contact me at LockedOnOrioles@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on to our interview with Steve Caimano. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Locked On Orioles. We're joined now by Steve Caimano. He's a writer for Utah Street Report. Steve, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Justin. I appreciate the opportunity.
You wrote recently about the Orioles rotation, and this has obviously been an issue of, I would say, concern is probably the right word for a lot of Orioles fans.
I think so.
Yeah, it's the rotation. We know it was bad last year. We know that they lost several players off of the off last year's rotation, who became free agents and left that way. And so it's kind of it's a real question mark for them. I think the basic idea is that we have, Bundy and Gausman. And then I guess Cashner added their free agency. Those are the three that were pretty confident. And then, you got Tillman, who I don't think anybody's extremely confident that he's really going to make much of an impact. So let's just talk a little bit about the rotation and what you wrote. You felt like, given the state of this rotation, that maybe it was time for the Orioles to do something kind of a little bit radical and a little bit experimental. You want to explain just a little bit about what your thought process was there?
Yeah, sure. So I started ruminating over what you just said, which is, okay, you got Bundy, you got Gausman, and whether it's Tillman or Cashner, you've got a third starting pitcher. But then you start running out of options quickly. So the bottom line comes down to this. 162 games times 9 innings per game comes out to 1,458 innings. Let's call it 1,460 just for fun. You got to cover those innings. And there is no rule that says your starting pitcher has to go 5, 6, 7 innings every game. So what if you had three starting pitchers who went every fifth day and pitched as long as they could until they were ineffective, but on the other 2 days you had tandem starters where a Chris Tillman could go out and throw one time through the order or maybe three innings and not worry about hiding a pitch for the second time through the order, not worried about getting tired. And then you paired him with Mike Wright, who went the next 2 or 3 innings. And now you're getting a 6-inning start from 2 guys. And then you did that again with 2 other pitchers, whether it's Miguel Castro and Jose Mesa or whoever it is. But the point is, I'm thinking, outside the box, that when you've got a 13-man staff, you could potentially have what amounts to 3 regular starters and then 4 tandem starters. And, oh, by the way, those guys still have to throw a bullpen once a week and could give you, instead of throwing a bullpen, could give you an inning in relief every few days. And you start working the math and you find out that you're pitching 800 innings plus just from those 7 guys. And now you've got, frankly, what the Orioles actually have, which is a pretty good bullpen, to cover the rest of the innings. And it was interesting. I don't know if you saw it, but I saw a story this weekend that the Rays are actually thinking about doing that with a four-man rotation and a fifth game that is a bullpen game. So I guess I'm ahead of my time.
Right. So, yeah, and this is something that I know, like Brian Kenny has been a big advocate of this concept of bullpenning, you know, is what he calls it. And I think his idea would be that this would basically be your entire rotation would be done something like this, not just your last two spots. But it's a similar idea, right, that you take advantage of the fact that pitchers tend to be more effective the first and second time through a lineup, and you take advantage of, you know, in the Orioles' case, maybe paper over the weakness a little bit by instead of relying on these guys to be six-inning starters, you get the most out of them you can and then use more than one of them. So what do you see as the main advantage to doing it this way?
Well, absolutely. The advantage is what you just said, that especially in the playoffs, by the way, over the last couple of years, it's clear that more and more teams are recognizing that the third time through the lineup is a problem. And so they are going to the bullpen sooner and sooner. And especially when you have a starting rotation as the Orioles currently do, where your starters are, let's face it, simply not that good, why not rely on the pitchers you have who are good? The danger, obviously, is you can't kill those guys. You know, Brett Rock can't throw 140 innings. Goose Gossage isn't coming out of that bullpen. Those days are over. So the management of how do you parse out those innings is really, you can do it in the playoffs. Andrew Miller can do what he did 2 years ago for the Indians in the playoffs because of the schedule. But that isn't 162 games. And that's the tricky part, is how do you manage that? And is a team really ready to commit to the challenges that are going to come into managing a bullpen over 162 games, where you're, you know, what happens if Andrew Cashner starts a game and only goes one inning, and then Tillman comes in behind him and only goes two thirds of an inning? Then who's pitching? There's no doubt that there are some challenges.
Yeah, and why? Like, what are some of the, you mentioned the challenges, and I think in the article you got into this as well, some of the reasons that maybe this wouldn't work. Are there reasons beyond that? Like, I know that you had a list of some things in there. What are some of the reasons that you would think this might fail in the specific case of the Orioles? Like, why might it not work?
Okay, so the logistics are number one. Number two is fear of going against tradition. You saw, again, last week, Cole Hamels came out staunchly opposed to a six-man rotation, which, by the way, my article was kind of in response to teams are talking about six-man rotations. How about we talk about the other way? But the institutional forces within any industry like baseball that say, well, no, you can't have a starting pitcher only go two or three innings. That's insane. It has to be an incredibly strong organization to say, you know what? We understand this goes against the grain, but we're going to do it anyway. Because if it fails, they're going to get killed. People are going to be fired. The warehouse is going to be emptied out. So that would be another problem. Convincing the players. I mean, my idea would be asking Chris Tillman, a professional starting pitcher in baseball, to accept that his role is to start a game and pitch for three innings and then sit down. And then, you know, Miguel Castro to be a tandem starter. There are teams that do these things in the minor leagues to develop pitchers, but that is a it's a radical approach. And as you know, professional athletes are creatures of habit. And, oh, by the way, they make a lot of money. And how much money is a Chris Tillman going to make, or whatever name you want to put on it, if his job is to start every fifth day and pitch only three innings? We have no idea what the answer to that question is. So it's incredibly risky. It's asking a lot of people, front office, the manager, the players, the fans, to accept that we're going to do something completely different than everyone else has ever done it in the history of baseball. And that's a scary proposition for any franchise to do that. I would just say the alternative is, I don't want to be gloom and doom here, but look at Andrew Cashner and Chris Tillman. And I hope Chris is healthy, because I think that last year, a lot of it was due to his various shoulder problems. But if you look at those two pitchers, they're the same guy. Andrew Cashner was incredibly lucky last year, but essentially you're starting two guys who are not starting pitchers, and asking them to carry you for 5-6 innings every fifth day. Well, if they go out in the second inning because they're ineffective, you're still taxing the bullpen. So, yes, it's a radical thought, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures.
Right, and yeah, and if there's ever a desperate times, it's the Orioles' 2018 rotation. And you make a good point there, which is that a guy like Tillman and maybe a guy like Cashner as well, and frankly, even Bundy and Gausman, you know, they often aren't getting through six innings anyway. I mean, they're often failing in the fourth, you know, or even the third inning. And, you know, rather than to have that just happen and you'd be, you know, screwed with the bullpen, if you had that planned out ahead of time that that's all they were going, it would seem like that, you know, that would probably be a more effective strategy overall. It would be interesting to see, because it really is going to take a team like the Orioles, I think, where they just don't have five major league quality starting pitchers. It would take a team like that to actually do this. But I do have a feeling that Buck Showalter is not going to be the guy to do it. I just don't see him necessarily being that experimental. So given that, let's get your thoughts a little bit on the rotation, a more traditional rotation. You know, like we've talked about the, you know, four names already. I mean, do you think Tillman is going to end up being in that rotation? Who do you think is going to get the last spot? If Tillman is the fourth starter, who's going to be the fifth starter? What are your thoughts on what you've seen out of spring training so far?
So let me start at the top. I will tell you that I am cautiously optimistic about Dylan Bundy. Let's remember, he's 24 years old. He's still a developing pitcher, and he was okay last year. Is he the ace of a staff? Well, that's essentially the position he's been thrust in with the Orioles, and he probably isn't that right now, but he's okay. Kevin Gausman, when the slider's working, he's a good pitcher. Not an ace, but okay. But the problem, of course, as you just mentioned, is things start getting slim fast. If I had to guess right now, it's Cashner and Tillman, assuming Tillman is healthy, for the three and four spots in whatever order. And then, unless there's a Alex Cobb signing, and oh, by the way, he immediately becomes the ace of the staff if he is, then you're looking at, what, Mike Wright? Hunter Harvey is a fantasy. That's never going to happen.
I'm sorry. When you say it's never going to happen, you mean it's never going to happen in 2018?
Exactly. He, again, here's a guy who's only 22 years old. So if he had gone to college, right, he would be in his first year in the majors. So, the fact is, the man has thrown 144 innings in his entire professional career, including a grand total of 31 in the last 2 years. So if the Orioles can't understand that he cannot possibly be on the major league team throwing a bunch of innings this year, I can't help them. He yeah. needs to, you know, go back to single A and double A and throw 80 to 100 innings this year and develop. And we'll see him in 2019, hopefully, or at worst 2020. I hope he has good health and he can be an excellent pitcher by all accounts, but he's got to be healthy and he's got to build his arm back up. That's if he's on the major league roster in 2018, I will weep. My guess is going to be that, and this is something I also talked about in the article, is that the Orioles have been very good over the last few years at managing the Norfolk to Baltimore shuttle. So a 13-man pitching staff turns into a 17-man pitching staff. And my guess is the fifth rotation spot is going to be a rotating cast of characters, utilizing options and the 10-day DL for a, you know, hamstring strain liberally. And that's as best as they can do, because right now they don't have a fifth starter.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real issue, and it's going to be one of the reasons that I think this year is not going to be what fans would hope it would be in Manny Machado's last year, and maybe Adam Jones's last year and that kind of thing. But yeah, so, well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And people should definitely go to Utah Street Report and check out your article from last week. And if people want to find you on Twitter, where can they find you?
They can find me at CTR. Steve.
Okay. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Locked On Orioles. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.